Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A gift of clothing from Des Moines is helping those in the Marion County community and beyond. Let's go in-depth with Pat Haining and Anita Martin with the Almost Free Shop in Knoxville. Well, Pat, this is a pretty amazing thing. You've got box after box after box of sports apparel that you have to give away.
Right.
What's the story with this?
Well, Image Sports in Waukee actually they do printing, and whatever they have left over in the fall, they contribute to an organization, and they got our name through Souls for Souls that we do with our back-to-school program in August. And they called us and asked us if we would pick them up, and we said, sure we would. So we ended up with four vehicles, pickups, and a van full of shirts, sweatshirts, hats, jackets, just neat, good, brand new things.
And it's all branded, most of it. You know, I see like Waukee, and so it's, mm-hmm. it's, you know, just different sports apparel. It's what, Overruns for like athletic events?
Yes, they were Overruns, so that's why we didn't have a lot of kids' sizes, because they were bought for state tournaments. That's what most of them are. And it lists the school that is one individual school, and then it lists on the back the participants.
Okay, and so I guess they have to print enough beforehand. They don't always know who's going to make the tournament, and so they print some that don't.
Yeah.
Who knows what goes in?
I don't have any idea. I just know that we have a lot left yet.
Mm-hmm. Of T-shirts.
T-shirts. And warm-up jackets. There's another box of warm-up jackets that I found.
All right, and you got a total of 5,000, you say?
Well, we went up to get a little over 4,000. When we got there, they said, we found some more, so you're going to take back over 5,000. So we did.
And so that's what, a couple of pickup truckloads?
We had three pickup trucks, extended cab pickups, and then my husband's van.
This fits in with the mission of the Almost Free Shop,
yes,
doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about that mission?
We help the community. Nothing in here, just about everything in here is 50 cents, unless it's marked differently. And we do get things in that we might get, I think, $3, $2. Sofas might be a little bit more. Some bikes were in here. We charge a little bit more for those, but you can't go buy them new. But the money that we receive here goes back into the community.
So it is a mission for the people who need to recycle their things from home.
Yeah.
Then it is a mission for the people who need to buy things for their families. We had a lady in here today that was looking for outfits for her daughters that were going to be in the music program tonight and wanted them to look nice. Then it is a mission in the fact that we recycle it and give it back to the community, for instance, Helping Hands, mm-hmm. Community Action, meals, end-of-the-month meals, all of those types of things. Not necessarily our church, but the community.
The community, yeah.
So in a wide variety of programs then. All right, and it doesn't make sense, does it, when somebody grows out of some nice clothing just to toss it, does it?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
It doesn't. Or when you get tired of it and you can afford to go buy it brand new, they bring it here.
It's we great. Get estates, too.
Yeah.
Household goods and clothing from estates. So the family gets what they need, but whatever they have left, they will bring in to us. So we have a variety of things. We probably have, three couches back there now?
And I think so.
A desk and a coffee table and, you know, just furniture and household good, pans, pots, bedspreads, sheets.
Yeah, my daughters will call me and say, can I borrow your? And I said, yeah, why don't I just buy you one? Oh, no, I don't want to spend the money. I said, well, I can get one for 50 cents.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the gift of clothing with Pat Haining and Anita Martin with the Almost Free Shop. Well, it's always pretty amazing when I come in here. I mean, I'm looking around the room now and I'm counting. Well, you two, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9,
and
10.
Two more out front, yeah.
So 12 people
12
today.
12 people are working today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
And it's all volunteer. It's all donated. And it's all given back to the community.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. And they're processing, I see. Let's see, opening boxes, running lint. What do you call the lint rollers? Uh-huh. You can tell I use it all the time. But I mean, so you make them look nice and you hang them up. And
if they are not usable or if we don't think they're usable, we put them in bags and we actually donate those to DAV in Des Moines. And they come and get them. They pick them up every 3 weeks. And if they can't use them in their store to give to people that come in, they recycle them into insulation. They shred them up and make insulation. So we don't even throw away the discards.
Some of these new T-shirts, you were telling me Mr. Hannon was taking some of them around. What happened to those?
He's retired from teaching, although I know he still goes out and teaches, but he was driving the bus. And it was fall, so he had kids getting on the buses that didn't have anything on, for warmth, and he took hoodies and said, help yourself to a hoodie. And we also did the same thing with our fall Thanksgiving baskets. We had families come in and pick up their baskets, and then we had four tables of hoodies and sweatshirts and long sleeve shirts. And they came over and said, I said, what size? And we direct them to the pile that size. And they said, well, how many can I have? One for each member of the family. Mm-hmm. Some of them went out of here with seven shirts. And so, and then they did it again for the Christmas baskets, because it's a different group of people. And we just keep handing them out. And I have a daughter who works for Della Lamb Schools in Kansas City. Della Lamb has been designated as a refugee school for Missouri. So she is an ELL teacher, English language learners. And the students that she had this year for the first time had only been in the country for a week. Now, she always buys her students shoes. And I said, could you use some sweatshirts? And so we put together a little over 1,000 pieces for her. We counted them out. And they sent a couple up in a van. And they picked up all that 1,000 of shirts, tops, and the rest of our Souls for Souls, because we had some that we hadn't gotten rid of, because we'll get more of those too, and took them back to Kansas City. My daughter's been back here twice, and I've sent her back with a couple bags. She was here over the Mother's Day weekend, and she took 6 bags of shirts back.
And so she might have kids from sub-Saharan Africa that aren't
used to. That's where most of her kids are from, yeah.
They desperately needed warm clothing.
Yeah, they needed warm clothing, yeah.
And we can't be picky with this. I mean, no. If you don't want to wear walkie.
They wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. Plus, it's sort of cool, probably, if you're from somewhere else and you're a kid, you've got something. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not like wearing a logo from an opposing team.
No, not down there, no.
No.
And the people that came up from Della Lamb said they can use a lot more. Okay, we'll do what we can.
Oh, and if you're cold, you're going to wear the opposing team's logo anyway, right?
I would.
Well, and it's so nice that they have a couple that, there again, is volunteering to drive from Kansas City to here and then go back, take it back to these young people that are from another country that actually come with a clothes on their back.
That's all they have, yeah.
The clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. All of a sudden, it just came to me how important this is. This is really an important thing, isn't it?
And it's far-reaching. That's what amazes me. I mean, we've given to all the schools in the area.
And we have family members that are here helping who have family members in other churches in Iowa, and we've sent boxes to them.
A lot more to go.
Yeah, we have a lot. Well, we've got 27 boxes, full boxes left. So right now, we're doing pretty well. I didn't think we'd be where we are now.
We've probably given away 3/4 of what we got, I would say, at least.
At least.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the gift of clothing with Pat Haining and Anita Martin with the Almost Free Shop. It's nice that people are that want the recycled clothing. It's nice they already know you're here.
Yes.
I mean, that the Almost Free Shop has been here for how long?
12 years.
12 years. And so, and there, when I walked in, Anita said, come on down, because you weren't busy. But I walked in, and there was a big, long line.
Well, we've got an hour left today. That's why it got busy. It happens every Tuesday.
A lot of people come.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's no restrictions. I mean, anyone can shop.
Yeah,
here.
Anybody.
Any and everybody. There's no restrictions.
Oh, good, because I shop here.
Right, I do too.
And so the community's used to it. So have you ever kept track of how many volunteers you have?
We do keep a list of volunteers and then figure up the hours. And we had that list last year because I had to make a report on it. I left it at home. So if you want particulars.
We usually have around 25 total.
Yeah.
We are open. Well, we're open 3, 6, 8 hours, so 14 hours a week. But there's other things that go on during the week. I mean, we come up and put out garbage, and so we figure we spend close to 20 hours a week here, and I would say 10 people average. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, because other people, yeah. different people work different times.
Yeah, we rotate through. I come every Tuesday morning, and I've been coming on Friday afternoons.
And so then, do you know how many people that come through here and shop every week?
No idea. We'd have to put one of those highway counter ropes in front of the door. That's what we'd have to do.
And no it still idea. Amazes me how often we have somebody come in and say, I didn't know this was here.
Yeah.
Or I've never been here before.
That's what gets me. I've never been here before.
And after 12 years, we still have new people finding us.
Well, and I'm trying to count in my head. You've got a number of rooms out there, but I think there were probably a dozen customers out there when I came in.
At least.
So if you have a dozen every hour. I
mean, and sometimes we have a lot more.
Yeah.
Sometimes we have them waiting in line to check out, get their bags, and pay.
So thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, I'd say that. And they're not all from right here.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come from Sheraton. Some of them come from, we've had people in from Des Moines.
It's a pretty unique service, isn't it? I mean,
mm-hmm. I guess so.
I think it is.
There are other resale shops in the area. I think most of them have paid employees, maybe at least one or two, to keep it organized. So that's where we have an advantage in the fact that we can give everything away that we sell.
Well, or nearly.
Almost free.
Almost. We have to pay for the lights.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we have to pay for the, yeah.
But this stuff that you got from Waukee or Des Moines, you can't sell.
We cannot sell it. We have to give it away.
And you're open Mondays from 3 to 6, Tuesdays 9 to noon, and mm-hmm. Friday 9 to 4 for people to come by. And you want to get rid of these shirts. Right?
Yeah, because we have a feeling we're going to have more, and we're going to have some place to store them.
In the fall.
In the
It'll
fall.
Be like...
It was November last year. Well, I think they called us in October, and we weren't available to go until the first week of November. So we went and picked them up and started getting them out.
Because that's when all of the sports seasons are over that they create these for, and then mm-hmm. they have to empty their warehouse so they can start over again.
Right.
And then I see here that all proceeds after the light bill's paid are given to missions.
Right.
Yes,
absolutely.
All of them.
And you support certain missions?
Well, some of them are missions that our church supports, mm-hmm. and we automatically are expected to give to them. So, yeah. And then whatever we have left.
But it's the community. I mean,
it's a community. We give the community more than we send out.
Mm-hmm.
So. I didn't know that till I became president. So,
right, a variety of causes in the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, and so all these volunteers, it looks like, I mean, everybody's working hard, but... It looks like they're having fun, too.
We do.
Yes,
we do.
Definitely have fun.
All right, but why do you do it?
I don't know why she started. I started coming because there's a lady over there in the corner folding bags.
I don't know what.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's over there folding. And she wanted to get back with her church family. She lives in assisted living, and she can't drive. And I said, well, I can pick you up. I can take you. Oh, don't want you to go out of your way. I live a block from her. And I said, you're not out of my way at all. So I started coming for her, but I come without her sometimes because she calls and says, I can't make it today.
And I just started because it was a UMW project, and I was heavily involved in UMW, and they needed help. But we started with one room, and now we're up to five.
Five rooms, I think, yeah. And the garage.
And the garage, mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can't go any further, though, because we're out of room.
We just have to stack it higher, I guess.
Yep.
Some more, I don't know, more shelves or something. And so, but I bet all the volunteers have a different reason driving.
Everybody does, yeah. But well, I know Bev is here because she missed her friends from the church and spending time with them and having fun.
Mm-hmm. And we do need young people.
Yeah,
we do need young people to come. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people gone for different graduations and mm-hmm. so forth. And we're going to be shorthanded, but we'll get by.
Yeah, we'll make it. Mm-hmm. We'll just have to work faster.
Thanks to Pat Haining and Anita Martin for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.